Welcome to On Air with Kate Butler, where we are revealing life's best kept secrets. Welcome to On Air with Kate Butler, where we reveal life's best kept secrets. I was almost going to say relive, but we can relive them too. We can reveal and relive life's best kept secrets, especially with our guest today, who I am thrilled to introduce to you, my beautiful, beautiful friend and colleague. I'm going to read you a little bit about her bio because it's that good that I want to get it right and I don't want to miss a word. You know it. Yes. Let's own that. Okay. Listen, Edwards is now a two-time number one bestselling author. We'll get to that in a minute. Yes, yes. Who has spent the past two decades in front of and behind the camera. So I love this about her. As an actress in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Malcolm in the Middle, and producer of April Showers, number one on iTunes, and In the Darkness, the first narrative feature for Hulu.com. Nearly being killed in the 2003 farmers market crash, which is a wild story in Santa Monica that led Jenna to a path of understanding mindset in order to heal her and her severe PTSD, which obviously, like, once you, maybe she'll give us some insight into the story today, but it was really a journey. Now, coupling this mindset work with Jenna's collaborative background, she has made her way into the exciting field of professional facilitation, where she helps companies and youth leadership organizations understand not only what their goals are, but how they can work as a team to achieve them. She is passionate about helping other people uncover the way they can best achieve their goals, creating a win-win experience wherever she goes. You can learn more about Jenna, and we'll repeat this again at the end, at www.jennaedwards.com. She's a great follow. Check out all the things that she is doing, and you'll see why as we get into this. Jenna, welcome. How are you today? Gosh.
I'm good. It is very early where I am, so the day has just begun, and I'm excited to start it with you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Absolutely. So you are in, do you consider where you live, Southern California?
Yeah, Los Angeles.
Yeah, okay. Southern California. I don't know why I always thought that was mid-California, like when I was like in Orange County, I was like, that's so north.
Oh, really? that's funny, right?
Totally Southern California. So she's in LA, obviously, because she's out there doing all the things that we just talked about. But Jenna, you recently became a two-time number one bestselling author. So can you tell me a little bit about that journey for you and what that was like?
Well, how crazy pants is that, first of all? Thank you for all of your hard work and your team's hard work on making that happen. I think the first time we did it, it was not international. So now, as of yesterday, it's international number one bestselling author, which is just, I still haven't wrapped my head around it, honestly. Ever since I was a little kid, I wanted to write and impact other people with stories. And I, you know, came to LA to be an actor so that I could do that. And through all of the ups and downs and experiences and networking, is that Bella?
Oh, that's Libby. I actually pinned you so our audience couldn't see that.
Oh, that's hilarious.
They can say hi now.
I always like to make these things real. I don't know if you do, but
100%, and our audience knows this by now.
Right? About that, like, though, why pretend that we're, like, not, you know, doing it where we're doing it? Anyway, we have lives. Great.
She wants to go play with her friends, and I told her she had to walk the dog before she went to play with her friends, and the dog's underneath my desk. So she crawled on the floor to go get the dog so she could walk the dog and do her chores before she goes and plays with her friends.
So, oh my God, that's so awesome. Oh, that's so funny. Through all the ups and downs with the crash that you mentioned earlier in the intro, I dove deep into self-development, which is where I met you and became and started to shift my storytelling into books. And it's been a wild ride and so much fun. And the co-authors in the book are just phenomenal. So I'm stoked. The
So the
journey's
book
been
we're talking
amazing.
about is called Moments That
Woo!
Matter, and Jenna is one of the co-authors in this book. This was the last time I checked, I think number two overall in Canada last night.
Oh, wow.
It's really skyrocketed in Canada and the United States, right? But we knew the United States a little bit earlier in the day yesterday, and then it just climbed and climbed and climbed in Canada. And I
So
believe it'll
exciting.
start ranking in the UK and Australia as well, but we're kind of waiting to see those numbers unfold. But right now, bestseller in the United States and bestseller in Canada. So you're right. It's really kind of wild when you understand that the book is truly, truly traveling the globe, right?
That's
So you have two stories out there. There's
cool.
one that you really get very vulnerable, right, about this moment that happened in your life, and it put you on a trajectory of personal growth and mindset, right, and healing. And then that put you in a position now where you're like, I kind of understand who I am now, right? I have a very deeper understanding, much more clear about, who I am, what my gifts are, and how I can also help others, right? And kind of producing, if you will, right? Like their own journey along the way. So tell me a little bit about that bridge there, right? And so you were in this healing journey, and then walk me through kind of to where you are today.
Okay, so we'll go really far back first, right? So
Sure.
I moved to Los Angeles from Minnesota when I was in my early 20s, and mentioned earlier, almost was killed in this like giant event 20 years ago, which, if you can believe it, mind-blowing, where this elderly man drove through four blocks of people at the farmers market in Santa Monica. And I always just say my brain broke. Like, I had severe post-traumatic stress disorder. I couldn't read. I stuttered when I talked. I forgot basic words. And I was acting at the time. And I just done my first like big TV show, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And I thought, oh, my career's gonna take off, right? And then I couldn't audition because I couldn't read and I stuttered when I talked. And so I went on that healing journey, and fully healed from PTSD, which is what I share in Women Who Inspire. It's such an important story for me to tell because when I was first diagnosed, I was told I was going to have PTSD forever. I was going to have flashbacks forever. I was going to have panic attacks forever. It was just something I was going to have to deal with because at the time it was not a common diagnosis for people outside the military. And so it took about 10 years of different kinds of therapy and experimenting on all of that kind of stuff, which, by the way, you don't even know this yet, but I have written into a novel. So
My
that's going to
gosh.
be coming out next year. I'm so
So exciting.
excited.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
Yay!
bomb drop. Yes, I'm very, very excited about
Totally.
it. And I will share more about that, obviously, at my website. So check it out there. And then through that, I healed, and one of my best friends was like, you're the most organized person I know, probably because PTSD makes you kind of a control freak, and like you have like a little bit of OCD because everything in your head is so out of control. So it's kind of hilarious that that was like a byproduct of it. But because I was so organized, he asked me to produce his senior thesis, his film, his short film for college. And so I begrudgingly got into producing and ended up in this feature film, which is what I talk about in the current story, Moments That Matter, where I was just recently, like in my healing, I would say it was like on the other side of PTSD where I could actually work. It took me 3.5 years before I could actually get a job again. And
Wow.
so it was after that, and I wasn't having flashbacks and panic attacks every day. I was still having them, but I started producing, having no idea that it's like one of the hardest jobs in the entire flipping planet, because you have to understand and work with all sorts of different personalities, and you're on this project together. And I mean, you all have heard of creative differences. That just means that people didn't get along and like couldn't communicate, right? I mean, let's be honest. It just means
Fancy
like
way.
basically we're like at an impasse where we can't effectively communicate what we want to be doing with this project. And for me, that first film, it had like 1,200 people on it by the end of the project. Like there was like hundreds of extras, like huge crew. It was a film that was written and directed by a survivor of the Columbine High School shootings. So it was like a really heavy subject matter. And I just wasn't emotionally, mentally, physically prepared for the stress of it all. And so I'm not going to get too much into it, but that's what the story is about. It's basically about figuring out, like, kind of finding my voice and like understanding what leadership is and the difference between like being a doormat and being a leader and or being like, I don't know, there's just like this middle ground that you have to find, but I feel like you have to go from one extreme to the other in order to find your middle, and the middle is different for everybody. So I feel like the journey is the most important part, and we tend to beat ourselves up while we're going through the journey. I know I did. That's probably why it was so hard. But now I've come on the other side where I've been able to do like so many cool things and worked with like huge studios and brands and things like that on like project management and figuring out how to achieve the goal that you have. And that's kind of like my jam. I love when people are like, I want to do this thing, which is basically producing, right? I want to make this movie. Okay, cool. We have $5. All right, let's figure out how to do it. And do it effectively where everybody's like able to flourish as themselves. You know, like you get into situations sometimes and people feel really suppressed, but the project still gets done. But I've noticed the best projects are the projects where every single crew member feels empowered to be who they are. Like, you know, some of the best moments on screen or in a book or in a podcast are when you're just being goofy and or somebody just says something that's like totally not something you would expect to come from them. But they're also like, oh, that's who you really are. I love that. Yes, please, more of that, you know? And so in my consulting work, that's what I really try to get out of the team is like, what's everybody's individual goal? How does that match with the ultimate goal? And how can we do that in the most effective and fun way?
Oh, I love that. Your background is perfect for that. Your background is absolutely perfect for that. So, I have a lot of, so much to unpack here.
I know. And I just babbled for like,
I want to go next.
Hours.
Yeah, no, this is just so brilliant. Your journey, is really, I really appreciate the way that you always look at life. Right. And so in the conversations and interactions over the years, you know, you and I have known each other for several years now. And I love that it's always very real and authentic with you, right? Like, take today, for example, right? You're like, hi, little kid in the background, right? Like, we're not even
aware
that happened, right? Like, yeah, like everyone knows I work from home. It's not like a big secret. You know what I mean? Like, everyone knows I work, right?
Well, and your kids are fantastic. So like, let's bring them in.
No, but that's who you are, right? Like, you're just so real and open. I really appreciate, like, the way you look at life. And it doesn't mean it always has to be sunshine, even though you are often a ray of sunshine. It doesn't always have to be that way either, which I really appreciate about you. And so with that being said, if you were to talk to someone who maybe you talked about being on the other side of it, being through it, you know, kind of getting, you know, to a point. What if they're not there yet? What would you say to someone who isn't quite to the other side yet? Where would they begin, or what maybe advice might you share with them?
I have a couple of things that just popped into my head. And thank you for that question, because I think it's such a important, you know, you forget that you used to be over there, which is a great thing to point out. If you are over there and you are struggling, it won't be that way forever. Mm-hmm. That is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. I think once the psychologist that I was seeing said, "Oh no, you can heal from PTSD." Everything changed for me. Everything, because at the at before that, I was like, "Well, this is something I'm going to have to learn to deal with." When they said you can heal, it shifted the journey. And so my advice would be, we're all different. There's a million ways to do anything. There's a million different ways to look at the goal that you're setting for yourself. If that goal is healing, be willing and open to experiment with different kinds of therapies. I had no idea how many therapies there were. It blows my mind even to today. And there are two women, two stories in the book that I know about because I haven't gotten through the whole book. I have to be totally honest. I'm still reading it. But one's an art therapy. It's Erica, right? And then I think it's Erin who talks of, is it Erin who talks about movement therapy?
Erin? Movement therapy.
Yeah, she's a former ballet dancer, professional
Oh,
ballet dancer.
you're talking about Nicole.
Oh, Nicole.
Yeah, the Erin threw
I
me
mean,
for a loop. Like,
I'm
hold on
so
a
sorry.
second.
See,
No,
there's
don't be
so much
sorry.
good stuff in there. And
100%,
I,
100%. Yes,
right?
dancer movement therapy. Yep, absolutely.
Yep. And
Sweet.
so
That's
anybody
beautiful.
who's watching this,
Yeah,
you
these are
should
unique ways. Yeah.
pick up the book, try it out. If it works for you, great. If it doesn't, do not get discouraged because you will find something that works. That is like probably the biggest piece of advice I could give. And the other thing is it is a journey, but it's also important to, I realized when I was going through kind of the end of the full on healing journey, I was looking at it like a broken bone. Like my brain broke. I didn't have a head injury, but my brain broke. And if you break your leg, you're going to put it in a cast. So that's the first phase, right? Then you get the cast off and you go through physical therapy so that you get stronger and you know how to handle certain things, right? So once I had my cast off and I was learning how to handle certain things, I realized that I got dependent on being in that therapy part. And it took me a minute to be like, no, I'm better. I'm better. It's okay now. So I would suggest checking in with yourself often and being like, am I really still needing this specific physical therapy? Because once I went from, okay, I'm better now, I went into maintenance mode and I met with my therapist once every other week. I mean, you guys, I was going to therapy 3 times a week. It was really bad. But then I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I'm okay. I maybe am not 100%, but I'm like 90%. But there was maybe a few months there where I was at 90%, but telling myself I was at 70. And I feel like that's, something I wish I hadn't done to myself. Because I spent time beating myself up for not being at 90%, even though I was.
So what would you have told yourself if you could go back in that time?
Oh, so many things, Kate.
Whole new chapter.
Whole new chapter. What would you tell yourself? 2,000 lines. I think the biggest thing is comparison and po is poison. Comparison is poison. If it's because I was comparing myself to people who had it worse, even though I literally couldn't function. And so that's a huge one. Be kind to yourself. And I think the most important thing for me was defining what kind meant, because sometimes on social media, self-care and kindness and being okay is not my definition, but I was doing it and it wasn't helping.
Wow, I love
Yeah.
that.
So I would say define what healing looks like for you. Define, I feel like it's a lot of definition. And then being okay with it looking different from what other people think it should look like.
So
do you know what I mean?
I tell you, she is the coolest way of looking at life. I love it. What a, absolutely. Okay, so as we kind of wrap up here, I want to dig into this producer mindset that you have. Mind, mindset, both, right? Like you're, that's the way your mind works. Also, it is a mindset. So it's just, you know, we could spend hours unpacking this, but really what I'd love to begin to translate, right, as an opening, you know, for the listeners, would be what can you share with us about your producer mindset that can translate to help other people in their own life? Because you do have a really 100%. Beautiful way of like looking at challenges or opportunities, right? Or just life in general. And so what can you translate over to the audience to say like, this is kind of the way my producer mindset works and this has been very effective for me?
Yes. Thank you for that opportunity. I think the biggest key to my mindset is looking at it without ego, whatever the goal is, whether it's losing weight, healing, getting a movie done, writing a book, like whatever that is, define the goal for yourself. Like I said earlier, it's going to look different for you. And that is absolutely wonderful. It's not even just okay. It's freaking wonderful, because if we all did things exactly the same, it would be boring. Figure out how you work best and then look at it like a project, even if that project, like I said, is you. Your healing can be a project, right? That way you can remove emotion. You can remove your unhealthy ego. My therapist likes to say we all have healthy ego, and that is what we're working towards. But when you're in the healing journey, it's real hard. So I just say, like, remove it. Put it over there. It's going to be fine. It'll keep you safe, I promise. It's on autopilot, y'all. We don't need to nurture our safety and ego. Exactly. And then literally the phrase, right? We're like, yeah, oh my
totally.
God.
It's innate. We're good.
It's got you. I mean, that's the thing too. It's got you. You're protected.
Yeah.
No matter what you've been through, you're still here. Mm-hmm. So it's working. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's not working so effectively. Working.
Right.
Right. And then the one phrase that I constantly repeat is, whatever the next step is, you make the decision based on what's best for the project. Mm-hmm. That's it. What's best for the project? Mm-hmm. Because then it removes so much pressure.
Yeah.
Because it's not about you at that point. It's about the project.
Oh, it's so good. I love that. You can apply that to so many places. Oh my gosh.
Every day. And it's a practice, right? Like, let me tell you, I have not mastered this when it comes to eating healthy.
I have not mastered it.
But I'm working on it.
I'm not working on it.
I love it. See, but that's exactly it. I feel like we should not feel guilty if we're not working on something.
Love that.
Right? It's like, that's fine. It's your life. If this is not what your focus is right now, great.
Yeah.
Don't deny that, because then you're just putting energy into something that isn't going to move you forward.
So good. So good. Do you not love her? Oh my God. I just love her. Okay. So,
you're
so cute. I just adore you. I really
adore you.
So, okay. Last words, what would you like to offer? What would you like to share with the audience? Any, you know, kind of words of wisdom of somebody right now listening to this going like, oh my gosh, that's so cool. I can't wait to like use that phrase. I can't wait to ask myself that question. I can't wait to check in with myself. Right. You know, or someone, you know, that is like, okay, I really need to sit with this and, you know, kind of, you know, really take in what you said. What are some last words of inspiration that you might be able to offer someone?
Buy the book.
Yeah.
I mean, for real, buy them all, because every single book has such a unique, like so many unique perspectives and unique stories, because I really do think if we are going on some sort of development journey, we need to gather ways of doing the thing. Like, there's a million ways to do anything. What's your way?
Mm-hmm. Right. And cherry picking, right? So, like, when you have all the information out in front of you, then you can cherry pick what really resonates with you. Oh, that's good. I love that. That's really, really good. Jenna, thank you so much for being you, number one.
Aww.
Number two, thank you for sharing your stories. I think it's really valuable when people can see like a continued journey, right? Like someone went through this, got here, and wow, look how far they've come now. Look how much they've grown. Like, I love that bridge that you gave us, right? From kind of like, let me go back and then let me take you through and then let me show you where I am now. And like, this is now how I'm moving forward, right? So I really think that's so, so valuable for people, but it takes a lot of courage to be able to put that out there for the world. And you're really putting a lot of work out there in a lot of big ways. So thank you so much for showing up.
Yeah, well, thank you for the opportunity. Like, that's your gift. You open up this like amazing platform for people to be able to share their stories, and I think that's so beautiful, and I'm really grateful to you and to everybody watching. Like, the collective energy in Kate's world is definitely feeding all of us to share our story. So anybody who's watching, thank you. It's important.
Sharing, connecting, getting out there and living. That is what
Yes.
it's all about. Like, really, truly taking a big, huge bite out of life and living. That is what it is all about. Go out there and, oh, just get it, right? Check Jenna out at jennaedwards.com. She's going to have a lot of beautiful projects unfolding. Like I said in the beginning, she's a great follow. It's so interesting, always fun and new, exciting projects going on. So you definitely want to check her out at jennaedwards.com. And until next time, go on, live your best life. And so it is, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. We will see you next time. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening today. I would love to connect with you on social, and you can find me on Instagram and Facebook under Kate Butler Books. If you're interested in accessing some life-changing tools and techniques, you can grab those right off of the homepage of my website for free, and that is Kate butlerbooks.com. And you can always check back here to download new episodes from our podcast right here where you listen today. Until next time, thank you for making this world a better place just by being you.